Risna Lighthouse. The most westerly point of Hiiumaa Island, Risna Cape, is a peculiar place in many ways. Surfers hold Risna in high regard for its westerly winds that can whip up waves reaching several metres in height. The stormy weather brings many surf enthusiasts to Risna, including from Finland, Latvia and further afield. Ice seldom forms around the Kupu Peninsula, and when westward winds carry warmer water from the central Baltic Sea, surfing at Risna can be a year-round pastime. Throughout history, the western tip of Hiiumaa has been a crucial crossing point for the shipping routes across the Baltic Sea. Ships sailing from Germany and elsewhere in Europe to Tallinn or St. Petersburg had to turn east at Risna, while the course of Turku and Hanko led fairly straight north. In order for the captain to know when to turn, the top of Risna had to be marked so that it could be seen during the day and at night. The older lighthouses were made of stone, but from the mid-19th century onwards, they began to be constructed from cast iron. As there was no cast iron industry in Hiiumaa, the lighthouses were ordered from Paris from the famous engineering company Eiffel. They were also bought in pieces, like Lego blocks or IKEA furniture. Two lighthouses were ordered for Hiiumaa from Eiffel. The Risna Lighthouse was erected in 1874, and a year later, a fairly similar one in Takuna. Originally lit by oil lamps and Fresnel lenses, the Eiffel lighthouses are now fitted with modern LED lights. The light from the Risna Lighthouse shines 37 metres above sea level and can be seen for 17 nautical miles, or more than 30 kilometres. The height of the tower itself is 29.5 metres. Because of its location, Risna has also been an important lookout spot throughout history. It's been a handy place to keep tabs on which ships are sailing and in which direction. It was also easy to fire on enemy ships from there, which is why the enemy tried to bomb the fortifications in advance. That is why there are still many remains of military buildings in Risna. During the First World War, the Risna Lighthouse was also attacked by a German warship. The building remained standing, but the concrete belt used in the restoration significantly changed the original Eiffel design. Risna Lighthouse is open to visitors during the summer season. Opening times and ticket prices can be found online.